If you missed it yesterday, we were talking about what is your biggest unnatural fear. And someone called and said this, and it stopped us in our tracks.
I have an unnatural fear of the bees in September, September bees. They are out to kill in September. They're dying soon. They're putting it all on the line, and they are after you.
You're probably right. There have been some aggressive bees I've noticed in the last couple of weeks. And I just thought it was that time of year. But right, they're September bees. They're very angry because they're going to die.
Nonsense. That's total nonsense. She said that about aggressive bees, but hadn't been stung in over a decade.
And then this call happened.
Just to piggyback on the bee situation, those September bees, the other day we had a fire drill outside with all the students, and the bees were, they were swarming all over the place. I don't think anybody got stung, thank God, but they were everywhere. It was terrible.
Here's the thing. If nobody got stung, they weren't actually aggressive. They were just doing what bees do. They were flying around outside.
No, they're aggressive in September. We know that now.
Nobody got stung. They're not overly angry.
But then we got a text message. Remember the landscaper got stung?
He's a landscaper. He's walking on top of a bee's house.
But we knew that we had a serious problem with September bees when we got this call.
I just wanted to echo your unnatural fear of bees.
Yeah.
In September, absolutely. They are pissed that the winter is coming and they're going to take it out on everybody they can.
You know this because you've spoken to a lot of bees.
Absolutely. So yeah. When my daughter was 3 months old, I was standing online in Walmart with her, and they had a display of apple juice that had some that spilled, so there were some bees. My daughter let out a scream and reached for her ear, and when I looked down at my 3-month-old child, there was a bee climbing out of her ear that had stung her in her ear canal.
I can't. Oh yeah,
I mean,
God.
It sounds unpleasant, but I mean, near the apple juice and so forth, I mean, it's not that confusing.
He picked out the smallest, most vulnerable person in the room to take it out on. That's
that bee had a vendetta. These September bees need to be stopped.
That's our message here. Stay in your lane, bee.
At the end of the day, what we've learned today is September bees and being afraid of them is not an unnatural fear. That is a real fear.
I can't deal with you guys. I can't do it.
Do you want to admit now that September bees were a real problem?
I'm never going to admit that because I have science on my side, but I will say no contest. I'm going to lose the argument. She threw a baby on me.
Right.
Once you throw a baby in front of you, like there's no way that I'm going to be able to take any shots after that and win the argument.
But you know what today is, Raven?
What's up?
It is October 1st. So you know what that means?
I have no idea. I'm sure you're going to tell me.
It means the end of the September bees and we can stop being afraid of them. In honor of their demise, I had producer John write a song about it.
Leaves are changing on the trees. October's here, you know that means. Say goodbye to those September bees.
Oh, no.
They're out for blood and to cause pain. They'll sting you again and again and again. But they can't escape that cold October freeze. So say goodbye to those September bees.
But wait a minute. They can't really sting you over again and again and again, because don't they die after the first time they sting you?
He just needed something that rhymed with again.
Oh, okay, got
That's what he needed.
Yeah. Well, goodbye, September bees. Goodbye.